This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, hour two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, and we've got a special guest joining us now, Jason Jones. Jason, welcome. How are you?
Andy, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
I appreciate it. President of Human Rights Education and Relief Organization, HERO, is basically the acronym for that. And by the way, Jason, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, discuss the rise of conservative patriots in Europe, and man, we need some of that here.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a new book out, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, and a lot of people have been asking me, do you have any hope that we can push back this sort of extremist, this globalist extremist agenda? But the reality is there is already a great campaign against the Great Reset. We saw it not only in the United States, we saw it in Canada with the truckers. We saw it in Europe with the resistance of the farmers to agriculture policy,
right,
that would have
right.
starved the world, and now we see it in the rise of reactions to globalist agendas in the elections across Europe.
Jason, do you think part of that in Europe is due to the incursion of Islam? Really, because all the Muslims who moved into Europe, there's been such a lashback across Europe, not against Muslims personally, but against a lot of the changes that they brought.
Yeah, and you know, and the reality is that changes in Europe were brought about by catastrophic globalist policies, deep state policies here in the United States, 2 decades of regime change wars in the Middle East. In the Middle East, what did we get for it? We removed Saddam Hussein and we replaced Saddam Hussein with an Iraq that's controlled by Iran. We replaced Saddam Hussein with ISIS. We see the rise of ISIS. We saw the war to topple Assad, saw the decimation of Syrian Kurds and Syrian Christians, and flooded Europe with those who are fleeing the ISIS extremism and the war there in Syria. So we saw not only the breakdown of the Middle East, we saw now the impact across Europe.
What about
we see the same thing at our southern border, right?
We see
at our southern border, there's a beautiful new ad campaign from Catholic Vote called Protect the Vulnerable, Secure the Border. And we obviously, because of the border, which is, by the way, we have a secure border. You should take some comfort in knowing it is secure. Unfortunately, it's secured by the cartels. And they're allowing fentanyl to pour across the border, killing Americans every 11 seconds, young Americans, leading to an underground economy where millions of vulnerable migrants are exploited. But what a lot of Americans don't understand is that this was brought about by NAFTA, which shattered their economies. It broke apart the family farms in Mexico and Central and South America. And so these men are leaving their families, which is causing a breakdown of their communities, their families.
That's right.
Their villages. So globalism has been a catastrophe for the vulnerable.
Yep.
And so just now in the United States, they try to sell those of us who want to secure our borders as bigots. Well, the reality is to protect vulnerable migrants and to protect vulnerable Americans, whether it's young people who will drop dead from fentanyl or new immigrants, new legal immigrants who are having their wages undercut by American businesses that employ illegals, to protect vulnerable migrants, to protect vulnerable Americans, it's to secure the border. We see the same thing in Europe. To protect Europe, it's to stop fomenting useless regime change wars that are breaking down those societies where the wars take place, and they're leading to the disintegration of Europe.
Jason, I don't recall voting for the cartels, but I hope they're doing a fine job. Here's my next question. What about Brexit? What kind of impact has that made across Europe?
Well, you know, I think that Brexit showed that it was possible. I think that Brexit demonstrated that breaking free from the grip of globalists is possible, and that's a great question. And it emboldened nationalists across Europe.
Jason, I don't know if you remember, but I believe you're the same Jason Jones. You and I did a Caring Pregnancy Center dinner for Life Choices back in the day, and I believe you were the keynote speaker. We did a remote there, had you on air at the same time, and I believe we were together then,
wonderful.
If I'm not mistaken. And I'm sorry, I was going to try to look up your picture and all that, and I didn't get a chance to do it, but your voice, I'm sure it's the same Jason Jones.
I'm just as handsome as ever, and I can tell that lie because we're on radio, but that was a great event. That was shortly after my movie Bella.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Well, anyway, so welcome back. We've had John before. All right. How do we move some of what you're talking about overseas to America?
Well,
outside of securing the border, and we already know that's a major issue, but outside of that.
Yeah, this election is crucial. You know, the problem is the world needs a city on a hill.
Yep.
The world is falling apart. I run an organization, the Vulnerable People Project, and the past 3 years, it's been unbelievably. We work with communities facing ethnic cleansing and genocide and war. So we're working on the borders in Ukraine. We're working right up against the Russian military. We're working in Gaza, evacuating Christians. Most of our work is in Afghanistan, where we still operate across every province, caring for the widows and orphans of our allies who are killed in action. And we run safe houses for our allies hiding from Islamists who are hunting them. The world needs a city on a hill. We've become a city on a hill, but we've lowered our flag. We've raised the rainbow flag. We've got a disco ball going.
Yep.
Our infrastructure is crumbling, and that's what the world is looking to. This election is fundamentally important, but I think what's key to understand is the mechanism of control the globalists use to handcuff us, and it's called victimism. And I have a whole chapter on victimism in my new book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. What is victimism? Victim is feigning concern for the vulnerable to acquire wealth, power, and prestige. Meanwhile, you are crushing the vulnerable. We saw this with BLM.
Yep.
You had millionaire NBA players taking a knee protesting slavery in America in the 19th century while wearing Nike clothes. And for those of you listening, you're going to find this hard to believe. Just research it, Google it. They were wearing clothes, Nike clothes, where the cotton in those shirts was literally picked by Uyghur slaves, an ethnic minority, and China calls it Xinjiang, but it's actually an occupied country called East Turkestan, picking cotton. So while the NBA is profiting off of, and I think 10% of the NBA's income now comes from China, well, they're profiting off of the partnership with China, which has enslaved 3 million Uyghurs, and the NBA is profiting along with this. This is the mechanism of control, just like the border. They say they care about the migrants. Well, they paved the way for the migrants' exploitation. Another great example of victimism is the EV market, or electric vehicles, which is an utter collapse, which is a great thing. It's an utter collapse. I don't call them EVs. I call them BVs, or blood vehicles, because if you're driving your Tesla right now, it's important for you to understand that in your battery, in your lithium battery, is cobalt. And every electric car has cobalt that children as young as six harvested that cobalt by hand with hands covered in sores and ulcers. They work till they die of cancer and other illnesses. Yet we hear nothing about this.
Very little. Only places like you and, you know, this program do we talk about those things, Jason. The left will never talk about that.
No. In fact, King Charles, in his Christmas address to the world, King Charles said, we shouldn't let war and famine distract us from what we should be really worried about and really have concern for, the climate. So don't worry about children harvesting cobalt by hand. Don't worry about the war in Israel and Gaza. Don't worry about a generation of Ukrainian men and young boys being removed from the planet Earth. Don't worry about the million Sudanese that will die in the civil war that's taking place right now. Don't worry about the largest famine in the world since World War II took place during the COVID lockdowns because we shut down production, processing, and distribution.
Yep.
So those on the edge of starvation fell into starvation. We were too busy talking about Zoom fatigue and how tired we were of Uber Eats, and we ignored the fact that the ham-fisted policies encouraged by the WHO led to the greatest famine since World War II. So how do we win? We as conservatives need not be afraid to stand for those principles we believe in, because not only are they good for us, good for America,
That's right.
For our children, good for our posterity. As President Trump said, we want to make America great again, but we want to make Mexico great again. We want to make the world great again. And that's why we have to be that bright city on a hill. Do not make them embarrassed of your principles. Do not make them make you embarrassed to advocate for the greatness of America, because a great America is a blessing to the world.
Well said. I'll leave it at that. Jason Jones, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. Where can you buy that, Jason?
Well, you know, if you can, at your local Christian bookstore, your local Barnes & Nobles. It was number one in several categories, and it opened up as the number one hot new release on Amazon last week. So wherever you get your books, you'll get The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset.
Awesome. Jason, I appreciate it, and thanks for joining us again. It's been a long time, but I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, good to hear your voice, and I remember you clearly. I remember where you interviewed
me. Awesome. Well, Jason, I appreciate it. Take care. Keep doing the good work, and you're going to come back. Let us know, sir.
I will. Thank you.
All right, Jason, appreciate it very much. And, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. I think, Andy, the thing about, Jason, and I know him just from the time we spent together doing that particular event, the reality is he's got a huge heart, and I think the plus side coming out of that is there still hope? Yes, there is.
Yeah.
There is still hope. I think sometimes people think that all we talk about are all of the negative things and the fact that there's no hope left. Well, the reality is there is hope. In fact, we keep saying, and I know I've said this before, and I know it sounds, sort of cliche, that this is the most important election coming up. They're all important, don't get me wrong, but this one especially, Andy, I think really is a huge, or could be a huge turning point for America if it goes correctly.
Yeah, I think so too, John. And, the reason I mentioned the Muslim incursion in Europe, that has actually been the reason for the rise of the right.
Correct.
That you generally see in Europe. It's not hating Muslims. It's the fact that they've come in without any regard to each country's culture.
That's right.
They overrun it. They create their own little pockets. And a lot of people are looking to the right. And sometimes they're radical, right? Sometimes they go further than you and I would go. But they're looking to the right and saying, please, restore some sanity.
Correct. I agree with that. Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Dave, right now through the month of April, you don't have to have windows and doors installed. But if you get your appointment made, it's free labor the month of April. Veteran Windows and Doors, find them at KLZRadio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right, High Five Plumbing, and it's $100 off your next visit, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Now is the time to call High Five Plumbing for all those things you've put off. High Five Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April, and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-5 to fix it for good.
All right, don't put that kitchen remodel off any longer. Get her done today. Premier Home Remodels can do that for you. Find them at klzradio.com.
Call Premier Home Remodels now to get your dream kitchen remodel. Starting the planning phase on your kitchen remodel now will get you back into your beautiful new kitchen by the end of summer. Premier focuses on customer satisfaction to build long-lasting relationships with you as you plan your dream kitchen. They are dedicated to building that bond. Premier treats every project with the exact same care and attention, no matter the scope or scale of the job, because they grow their company based off referrals and customer satisfaction. And it shows in their work. They work closely with you, providing professional input, a broader selection of material, and their exceptional attention to detail to make that new kitchen exactly the way you want it. Premier will do all they can to make your life during construction comfortable and safe. Details drive success when you work with Premier. No matter the scope or size of your dream remodel, start the conversation today with Premier Home Remodels by going to klzradio.com.
All right, K&R Home Transitions, where two realtors for the price of one will take the stress out of buying or selling a home. Find them today at klzradio.com.
Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions know what the true value of your home is, and they also know how to show its other features.
K&R Homes sold our house in 30 days, and we got $10,000 over our listing price. We needed someone who was going to help us sell the entire value. So much so that when they put our video together, we didn't even know the house. It was so great. It was a beautiful, well-prepared, very professional home that even we wanted to buy our own home.
Kat and Robin understand what's behind your home's bones to see what it's truly worth.
What makes Kat and Robin special for us was they sold based on value. Our other agent that we had previously was really focused on us selling by price because of the market.
You know what your home is worth. You need a realtor that understands that too. Call K&R Home Transitions today at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/homes to start.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. This is a topic, by the way, I hit on yesterday, mainly because of, and I don't know who brought him up to my attention. I think Andy might have. I don't remember who brought it to my attention. As far as libertarians hating the Jews. Did you bring that to my attention, or did we just start going back and forth
I've brought that to your attention in the past. You had never
but
known that.
I saw
that.
The statement from them.
Right.
So I read that statement yesterday, which I won't get into today, but there's a statement that was put out by the Libertarian Party in Colorado that basically, really, honestly, shows their true colors and their hatred for the Jews. Now, it's even a topic that I'm going to throw into the National Crawford Roundtable and get the other three hosts' opinion on that, because I don't think most people really understand that whole level of hatred that libertarians have. In fact, I'm going to make sure tomorrow that I set the record straight with Bob Duco, because while I have libertarian leanings, because I'm kind of one of those like you, Andy, where, right, you know what? You do you, I'll do me, and it's all good at the end of the day, and that's kind of how libertarians look at it. I'm also very, you know, fiscally sound, which I know libertarians are. On and on we go. Regardless, Bob tends to look at me as kind of the libertarian of the group. Well, part of why I wanted to make sure tomorrow on the roundtable we talk about libertarians hating Jews is I'm not one of those.
Right.
I don't want to be associated with that any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and for those who think, wait a minute, how can you say this about libertarians? First of all, folks, I've been debating libertarians online for decades. A lot of it has to do with, you know, Israel and so forth. And let me tell you something. They do. And I'm not saying all libertarians. No, absolutely not all libertarians. But I'm saying there is a huge contingent who hate Israel and who hate Jews. And I have dealt with it right up front.
The leader of the Colorado chapter, whatever you want to call it,
right,
put a statement out that basically verifies everything you just said, Andy.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
flat out.
Did you read it all?
Yes, I did. I read it pretty much on air yesterday.
Yeah.
For the most part. I might have skipped a few little things here and there, but I pretty much read it out.
Listen to this again, just as a reminder. The bombing of Iran's embassy in Syria is also a cause for great concern. In response, Iran fired a barrage of drones and missiles at Israel. Such acts of aggression. Okay, so what they're doing is they are framing Iran as being defensive.
Being the good guys.
As having to respond to this unprovoked attack on their embassy, which is ludicrous. They're backing the people who slaughtered all these Jews.
That's right.
And by the way, two quick things. Notice the Jews went after leaders, okay, which are military leaders by default. And what did the Iranians go after when they showered all those missiles down in Israel? They were showering them down on the population, on civilians.
Yep, didn't matter.
Really quick here. You read a couple of these. Can I just read them off to you each one? They're real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. Because in this proclamation, the Colorado Libertarian Party tried to treat the Israel and
Hamas
as being the same.
Correct.
Here we go. When treating Hamas and Israel as equally to blame, did the Colorado Libertarian Party mention, one, that Hamas's attack on Israel was unprovoked terrorism, explicitly slaughtering civilians? Did they mention that?
No, they did not.
Okay. Did they mention that Israel never explicitly targets civilians?
They did not.
Okay. Did they mention that Israel never uses civilians, women, and children as human shields?
They did not.
Did they mention that Israel doesn't use hospitals as rocket launch sites?
They did not.
Did they mention that Israel has no jihadist beliefs calling for the extermination of its Arab neighbors?
They did not.
Did they mention that Hamas, which is pledged to the destruction of Israel, is the majority ruling party in Gaza?
They did not.
Did they mention that despite this, Israel warned Gazans to leave or die before launching its response to the Hamas attacks in October?
Of course they didn't.
Just a couple more. Did they mention that Hamas never warned Israel of its terror attack, which slayed civilians?
They did not.
Finally, did they mention that Jews aren't bombing, stabbing, shooting, or in any other way killing innocent civilians anywhere throughout the world?
Of course not, Andy.
Okay, now,
that'd be too easy if they did.
Right, and I said in my post here, I said, no, the Colorado Libertarian Party won't mention these things because many libertarians hate Jews,
yep,
and they call them Zionists. Now, one quick thing, and then we'll go to John. I had one libertarian, and I know this because he's a big Rand Paul supporter, respond to me with four words. So move to Israel. What did he just do?
He just solidified everything.
Thank you. He just showed a good example of what I've been saying all along. And notice he didn't argue with any of my points.
Didn't have any comebacks.
Right.
He just said move to Israel. John and Cheyenne, you're next.
So I'm sorry. When I called, I wanted to jump back to your guest at the top of the hour.
Sure.
By all means.
And just and had one comment. The reason we have an open border is because all the people in power on both sides of the aisle want an open border.
Can't argue that.
I wouldn't say all the people in power on the right.
A lot do.
There are a number of people in the Republican Party who do because they want cheap labor, but On the left, it's total.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, because they want the next generation of voters.
Right.
And they're playing the long game, because what they're playing is illegals are counted in the census.
Right.
Which is
so
awful.
2030, it is. It's wrong. We got to get that changed. But that's a constitutional amendment, as the Supreme Court ruled under Trump, because there's nothing in the Constitution where it talks about the Senate census that says U.S. citizens or citizens. It just says people. So that's the tough one. But your guess was great. But until somebody actually stands up to the, I hate using this term, but it is the D.C. Uniparty, which is the ones that all agree with the same thing, Liz Cheney as an example,
mm-hmm,
and say, no, we've got to shut the border down, that we're never going to shut the border down.
And again, give credit where credit's due. There's even some representatives from Colorado that believe highly, John, in what you and I and Andy are talking about right now. They want the border shut down. So there is a problem. There's only a faction in D.C. that feel that way. That's the problem. So, yeah, I want to be careful and not blanket every politician in D.C. as being that way. But unfortunately, by and large, the majority want what's going on.
Oh, and by the way, let me add this. If Trump wins, the border's getting built.
Yeah, the border gets shut down no matter what happens. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll do his best.
Which, by the way, is one of his biggest selling points right now that he needs to keep selling mm-hmm. on.
Oh, I agree. As to what you were talking about with the libertarians, you know, I don't agree with them on the Jewish thing. But the other thing is all you have to do is look at what's going on in New York City at Columbia University right now. We have a Democrat mayor.
Yep.
We have a Democrat governor, we have a Democrat president, and the Jewish vote in New York votes lockstep Democrat, or in the Northeast, we'll even go further than just New York, lockstep Democrat since FDR. They will not vote another way, yet the Democrats hate the Jews. Can somebody please explain
I don't get that, John. I don't get
Andy?
It.
Well, first of all, I hear it's fracturing now. It is fracturing.
I think it is starting to change, not quickly enough, but it is starting to change.
Yeah, and secondly, John, in Cheyenne, let me ask you something. How come when Donald Trump on January 6th calls on his supporters to march peaceably and patriotically, how come that is inciting violence? But when huge mobs at these schools are screaming death to America, death to Israel, that's free speech. Can you help me out here?
Because our Justice Department has been invaded by the deep state, and they don't want America to be America. John and I have talked about this before a couple of times on Ready Radio. If Trump doesn't win, how close are we to the next civil war?
I don't know. That's a concern I have, John, and I'll talk a little bit more about that on those Friday editions. I hope it doesn't come to that. Although I hate to agree with you because I don't want that, but I don't think you're all that wrong.
No, and it's going to be one of those things. And I know Andy reviewed Civil War last week and gave it what, 2?
1.5.
1.5. I know you didn't give it a good review. I didn't remember, but I mean, we're closer than we've been since 1860. In the presidential election of 1860.
Well, and I was talking to one of my clients today about this, John. Keep in mind that this has been, I believe, part of their master plan. Everything today is designed, and I hate to use the term class because that's a Marxist term, but that's what they're using, so I'm going to use it. They have been creating not three classes, low, middle, high. They have been creating two classes, low and high. And when you create two classes in a country, you're bound to get what you're talking about. That's their end goal.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. And the Democrats don't realize how many voters they're pushing away. I don't know if you saw it last week when Trump was stuck in New York and he went up to Harlem.
Oh, yeah,
the Bronx.
That was great.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Loved it.
That is like some of the poorest neighborhoods in New York City. And they're cheering on Donald Trump.
We love you, Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and because they know what the alternative is for them. And I do believe there is enough Americans that do see that. The problem is we've got to get them out to vote. It's one thing to say that. It's another thing to go to the polls and, pull the trigger and vote.
Well, yep, and I read an article about Arizona, and the Republican Party there has registered like an ungodly amount, a huge amount of poll watchers that they're getting certified to be at the polls because they want to try to stop what happened.
Good. That's how we answer that.
That happened in 2020.
Yep, that's how you answer
Maricopa
that.
County. Yep, I look at it this way. 2020 happened. Biden got sworn in. Once he got sworn in, he's president. Nothing we can do about it. Let's move on. We got to get,
Yep. You and I and Andy, I'll look at it the same way. Whining about it isn't going to fix anything. Getting out and changing it, as to your point a moment ago in Arizona, that's how you fix it.
Exactly.
Yep. I'll leave you with that. John, appreciate you, man.
Have a good one.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Have a good rest of your day. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, make sure that you're shopping for your insurance, and Group Insurance Analysts can help you with any insurance need you have. eve-gia.com.
Finding the right health insurance plan can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars more in medical costs out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of ACA health specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs and at the very best premium. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is qualified health insurance plan, dental, life, or vision insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100. GIA is an authorized enrollment center for Connect for Health Colorado, the only place you can get an advanced premium tax credit to lower your premium.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, Dave Hart. And if you need your roof inspected, Dave is there. If you got a commercial roof, he can take care of that as well. So residential, commercial, any roof, he has you handled. 303-710-6916.
Replacing a commercial or flat roof is costly, not to mention the complications that can come with following new energy and environmental codes. We here at Roof Savers Colorado want to simplify things for you. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
Whether you are in property management or own a commercial property, we are here to help you save money and keep an energy efficient and watertight roof.
Flat roof coatings increase the longevity of a roof while also providing UV reflectivity. And there is no need to worry about water accumulation on the roof. With a flat roof coating, water is able to sit on the roof without ever absorbing through it. This leaves the roof at an extremely low risk of experiencing leaks.
Roof Savers has your back. Don't let your commercial roof distract you from your bigger priorities. Let Roof Savers simplify your day-to-day responsibilities.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your flat roof.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Conrad, what's going on today?
Hey, guys. Can we talk about CD4 for just a minute?
Sure, go right ahead.
Please do.
Yeah. You know, that's my congressional district, and I think you probably realize I'm backing Jerry Sonnenberg for that spot. He's a tried and true conservative. He was our state senator for 8 years, has an awesome record. And
another guy that the state party labels a rhino.
Well, he's not. He's definitely not.
Conrad, I'm repeating what I see because that's what your guys in charge of the GOP in Colorado say about Jerry.
Well, I know that Williams is back and forward all the way. You can just tell when we had the state convention, you could just see it. But
yep, wrong way to do it, as you know.
Well, they've been sending out press releases backing her. So, yeah. I would say. Hey, why don't you tell us a little bit about why you like Sonnenberg?
Yeah. I don't know Jerry personally. Give us a little insight.
Well, I've known him all my life. We went to school together. He was a senior when I was a freshman.
Was it a rhino school? I just want to make sure.
Not back then. It is now.
Good one.
Okay.
Yeah, it is now. It's woke as you can get, probably. But we've got people that are trying to move into a Merino area out there so they can go to the Merino High School instead of Sterling for that very reason.
Gotcha.
But anyway, Jerry is a rock solid conservative. He will back President Trump and his agenda. And I don't know if he's tried to make contact with you not to get on a contract.
He has not yet, but there's still plenty of time.
Yeah, and did Holtorf come on your show? I can't remember.
He did. He's been on.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I remember now he was on there.
So we've had two now,
We've had two, yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, I'm not supposed to do it, but that's who I'm backing.
You aren't me, Conrad. You can back whoever you want to. There's no need to apologize for that.
But the thing is that we're supposed to show no favor. We're supposed to do what Dave Williams is supposed to do, not show any favoritism as officers.
Oh, you're an officer?
Yeah, I'm the first vice chairman in Logan County.
But well, that is your county.
Yeah. It is, but, you know, it's...
Well, let's just say this. I don't think you'll get in trouble given what our state chair does.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. You know, I've fallen off of worse jobs than that one before. But anyway, Jerry did a fine job.
Okay.
And I hope...
Well, that's good to know.
Josh, his son, is our chairman, and I've given them both your contact.
Okay. Yeah, have them reach out. Love to have them on. Don't have a problem with that at all, Conrad.
Hey guys, thank you, man.
Appreciate it very much. All right, before we go to break,
talk
about this a little bit yesterday. I'm going to bring it up in the roundtable as well. And I always like to run things past you even before we go to roundtable. It gives me a few more things to throw at the other three. And that is, yesterday I talked about Earth Day and the fact that I have a real problem, Andy, just personally. And not that I think there's a lot of these, although there are some Christians, churches, Christian organizations that will jump on that Earth Day bandwagon. And I personally have a major, major, major issue with that because to me, Earth Day is everything anti what you and I stand for.
Yes,
it
is.
I have a problem with it.
Oh, yeah. Earth Day is nothing but a bunch of hard leftists imposing.
So why would any Christian want to be a part of that?
Because they're dumb.
Andy said that, not me.
Yes, Andy said there are dumb Christians. Guess what? There are dumb people in every group that is large, okay? That is a reality, all right? And yes, there are dumb Christians, too.
I'm actually guessing, God love Andy, them. Probably somebody tomorrow on the roundtable will say just what you just said.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing his name is probably Bob Duco.
Oh, really?
They'll probably say the same thing.
Well, they are, John. I mean, they are. Look, it's a ludicrous thing to celebrate. And by the way, the biggest reason.
Yeah. Why? I gave mine yesterday, but give me yours.
Okay. The biggest reason uniting these earthy people, the earth first people, is they're in America anyway, is their hatred for Christianity.
Yeah, I said it yesterday. It's their own religion, right?
Right.
Which is anti-God.
Well, it's also anti-dominion.
Okay.
What they want to do, these people, look, I was raised by them. I was raised by the hard left, the environmentalist left. They see humankind as a virus
on
the planet.
We're the scourge, right?
We're the scourge because we're the only ones who don't blend in with the rest of the animal kingdom.
So let me stop you there. Given that's their thought.
Yes.
So bear with me here.
Okay.
Because this is sort of what I explained yesterday to people, but I just wanted to make sure that my thinking was correct. I'm pretty sure it was, but I wanted to make sure it was correct. So given everything you just said,
yes,
that we're the scourge, but yet as Christians, we look at humans completely different than that. God gives us life. He breathes that life into us. We are here to emulate him, to worship him, to be a part of his dominion, as you said.
Right.
We are everything opposite of that, right?
Yes.
So then why as Christians, I know you're going to say because they're dumb, but then why as Christians would you want to take part in Earth Day?
Well, the reason you would do it is to be accepted by the world. You want to be seen and loved by man. You want to be praised by man. That's why you do it.
I'm afraid you are correct.
Yeah, and look, and once again, I've talked about this before, progressive creativity, You know, mankind is the only species in all of creation that progresses with its use of creativity, making bigger, better, littler, better things. A beaver, for instance, makes the same dams as they have for thousands of years.
He makes the same dam every year, right?
Yeah, they have the same one. Yeah. And his wife is really mad. Could you make a new dam? Please do something new. But, okay, but what
you're correct. Okay, I mean, a beaver has been designed to do what a beaver does.
Right. And here's the key. They have no desire or ability to progress with their use of creativity. Now, that progressive creativity, not creativity, progressive creativity is what sets us apart. And, John, that's the reason we have dominion.
Okay.
That's the reason we can do incredible harm or incredible good with nature that the rest of the animals, well, they simply function in it. That's what sets us apart is progressive creativity. And by the way, it's right there in Genesis 1, and it's in no other book, by the way. And it's one of the things that drove me to become a Christian. And so when these people come out with Earth Day, what they are doing is taking mankind's progressive creativity and thereby, which, by the way, nobody scientifically has been able to defeat. Okay, they say, well, it's because we have greater intelligence. No, it isn't. You have different levels of intelligence all the way through.
We are designed that way.
Right. There is no increase in progressive creativity throughout the animal kingdom until you get to man. It all happens with us. What these people do with Earth Day is they want to make man not special on Earth because, therefore, you make God not special as creator.
That's exactly what I said yesterday. Absolutely. I paraphrase it a little bit differently, but that's essentially what I said yesterday, which is why I struggle and really have a hard time. Folks, I'm sharing my heart here. I really do. I have a hard time with any sort of Christian, you know, biblically based individuals, which I have to wonder how biblically based are they when they get involved in these things, because evidently, Andy, they're not as biblically based as they might seem if they're participating in Earth Day events. Am I right?
You're right. Now, I do believe that they can have some good motive and that they want to be good stewards. We all want to be good stewards.
I want to be a good steward as well, but can't you do that on a different day?
You should be a good steward 365
day?
Days.
Thank you.
There shouldn't be one day.
My point is, I think as a Christian.
But being a good steward does not mean placing yourself
below Earth.
Below Earth.
Correct. So this is where, again, for those of you Christians that might be thinking, John, why did you have such a struggle with this yesterday? Because it was Earth Day, and I talked about that yesterday, and I knew some quote-unquote Christians that were involved in some of those things, and I just had to shake my head because it's evident, Andy, that while you may want to show this is where I struggle with it. Okay, we may have to come back and talk about this because we have a break. So I'm going to leave you this question. How could you be a Christian, participate in that, thinking all the while that, well, I'm just doing my part to make Earth a better day? It'd be like being at a satanic ritual saying, well, I'm just going to do my part to bring Christ to this satanic ritual. I'll leave you with that. I'll come right back and I'll get your answer back. Gino's Auto Service is next. And at Gino's, they want to take care of you and all of your vehicle needs. It's ginosautoservice.com. And don't forget, Gino starts with a J.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of 2 NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with 4 NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Gino's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Gino's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith wants to help you with your financial future. Give him a call today, 303-744-1128.
Life is always changing, so you need an advisor like Golden Eagle Financial to stay on top of your retirement plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial has experience responding to all the changes that happen in life, new jobs, regulatory changes, family circumstances, unforeseen events. All these things are reasons to make adjustments to your retirement strategy. Al can help you stay on top of these changes and respond in a way that benefits your goals and plans for a purpose-filled retirement. You can't be confident in a piecemeal plan. You need a solid, time-tested strategy from an advisor with abundant experience. Learn all you need to know about shaping your financial future with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Investment LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Dr. Scott, if you're looking for a great medical provider, doctor, I should say, that thinks just like we do, look no further. Dr. Scott Faulkner, call him today, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big-picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, find them today at klzradio.com and see what they will do to your AC to get it all tuned up and ready for summer. Again, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
Listen online, klzradio.com. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. I left Andy with a question of, you know, Christians participating in Earth Day, Christian organizations participating in Earth Day. How is it any different from them going and participating in other satanic rituals?
Okay, fundamentally it is not.
Okay.
Because both of those are absolutely opposed to the biblical account.
Okay.
Okay, obviously the Satanism.
I know, and I know I went
opposed.
To the extreme.
No,
but
you,
use that
you
on
go
purpose.
To the extreme to flesh out a point.
Correct.
That's the whole idea of that.
Correct.
Earth Day is absolutely opposed to the biblical God, to the biblical place that God has put, in which God has put humans.
Okay, so then Charlie brought up something during the break. Aren't these people and organizations then not only adding fodder for that side, given the fact that they're there and in a way might be even being used by the other side. But on top of that, those individuals and organizations are validating what's happening on Earth Day.
They're doing more than that. They're condoning and indeed embracing it.
Okay.
Okay. Validating, yeah, but I'm saying it's even stronger. Look, these and by the way, you may be thinking, well, they don't want us there. Yeah, they do. They love, and I say this as a former left-wing atheist, they adore compromising Christians. Oh my gosh, when they can have Christians come and add validity, as you just said, to what we are doing.
Actually, Charlie said that, but I stole it from him.
Yeah. Well, we steal all our best ideas from Charlie.
He's Yoda.
Absolutely. All. I haven't had an idea in about 20 years.
I haven't had any. They all come from him.
Now, I will say this. There is some innocence here in that there are a number of Christians who go there with the idea of stewardship of the earth, and I understand that.
Okay.
Stewardship in the occult.
And my answer to those people would be, fine, figure out a way the day before or the day after where you want to highlight that fact,
bingo,
but don't do it on that exact same day at the same rallies, at the same events, in that same way.
And you are getting to the heart of the matter, because here's the thing, John. Look, if you want to do stewardship, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do stewardship. But you are participating in an Earth Day event and using your and applying your stewardship that way for one reason. You want to be liked by man. You want them to like you. You are rejecting your creator because he rejects their creator, and you are giving validity to the event in which they are doing that.
Charlie said, he just texted us here, wrote to us, they call it creation care. And Charlie, is they the Christians or they... The Christian environmentalists will call it creation care.
Well, I'm all for creation care.
Me too. But I'm not going to celebrate it with the other side when they do what they did on Earth Day, which has gotten so out of hand, in my opinion. I said yesterday even that, all these different organizations that, in honor of Earth Day, we've got such and such, such and such special today. Well, come on.
Look, folks, I got news for you. You are special. You were made incredibly special, unlike every other species on this planet. And I got news for you also. This planet is nothing but a big rock in space. It's nothing to worship.
It's a disc.
It's a disc. It's a flat rock in space.
Come on, Andy. Get
it's
it right.
It's a frisbee.
Get it right, Andy.
Yeah. Guys, assuming it's round, if you don't get to a...
It's round.
Okay, look. It's a rock in space, folks. You're worshiping a rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
How stupid is that?
There's no
Mother Earth. There's just Earth.
And I reminded people yesterday, Andy, that don't forget that God made this Earth perfect. He destroyed it by flood. He's going to destroy it again by fire in the end. And it is fallen in its current state.
Right.
And if you think for one second you as a human are going to somehow save this, you're now acting like you're God.
Yeah, and you're ignoring the second law of thermodynamics, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Yeah, I know.
All right, we'll be right back. Speaking of thermodynamics, level engineering is up next. Solar. And talk to Alan Davis today. Find out whether solar would work well for you. Give him a call. Find him at klzradio.com.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Go ahead, Andy.
Can we celebrate Moon Day? I love the moon, and we have to preserve it.
As long as you're not mooning anyone on Moon Day, yes.
I would not do that, John.
Okay, good.
Because I celebrate Moon Day in Christian ways.
Which would be what?
Not mooning people. That's how.
Is the moon round? Or is it a disc?
It's a cube. I'm convinced of it. That thing we see up in the sky is a conspiracy.
Okay, folks, just so you all know, we make a lot of fun, but we believe the Earth is round, the moon is round. Yes, we rotate around the sun. Yes, the moon, all of that. We believe in all of that. We do not believe in a flat Earth at all. Fat Earth, maybe, but not a flat Earth.
Exactly.
All right, we'll be right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.
and